Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS. Listen now as Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen talks with entertainers, authors, speakers, and everyday Americans about the issues that affect you. Be a part of the program by calling 718-506-1944 or instant message your question and comments to our show chat room and interact with today's guest. Now, from his secret broadcast bunker located somewhere beneath the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., here's your host, Burke Allen.
Thanks for listening. Merry Christmas and happy holidays, everyone. How would you like to start 2011 with a big win? Well, then this is the show for you. Our guest is my old pal Richard Lustig, who has hit the Florida Lottery grand prize 7 times for well over $1 million. He's either one of the most loved or most hated guys in America with that kind of track record. You may have seen him on TLC's The Lottery Changed My Life, on The Daily Buzz, Fox and Friends, and if you happen to live down under where they throw a shrimp on the Barbie, The Today Show Australia. This whole thing is worldwide for Richard Lustig. Welcome to the Burke Allen Show.
Hey, Burke, how you doing?
Congratulations, Merry Christmas, and I have to tell you, for a guy who has spent the last 3 decades in the entertainment industry as sort of a behind-the-scenes guy, now you are just everywhere telling people about these lottery wins. It must be an amazing ride for you.
And now I'm in the secret bunker underneath, somewhere underneath the city of Washington, D.C.
That's right. Welcome inside. This all began for you many years ago, and you developed a method to play the lottery. So this is not a happenstance thing. You know, I read these internet blog postings about you that say, oh, you know, he's a lucky guy, but you don't just get lucky and hit 7 times.
Absolutely not. And I stress that all the time. Luck has nothing to do with this. People who rely on luck, unfortunately, are fooling themselves. This is a method that I have developed. It has taken me many years to do this, 20 years to be exact. I started out just like everybody else, playing haphazardly, losing 99% of the time, getting excited when I win $5 or $10. And after doing that for a while, I said, wait a minute, you know, there's got to be something that you can do to give yourself a better chance. I mean, this is crazy. You're throwing money in a bottomless well here. So I started working on ideas, things that I thought I could do that might give me a better chance. And some of the ideas I came up with didn't work, threw those out the window. But some of the ideas that I came up with did work. So I kept coming up with more ideas, again, 50-50, whatever. Eventually, I had enough ideas that I had this method going, and I started winning. Now, I didn't win anything big, but I'm winning regularly, and I'm going like, okay, before I was losing regularly, at least now I'm winning regularly. Well, then I won my first big one, and to be honest, Burke, I felt just like everybody else did about me. I got lucky. I won a grand prize. Good for me. Then I won my second, my third. When I won my fourth one, that's when now I knew, even though pretty much still nobody believed me, everybody thought I was just a really lucky guy, I knew then that I actually did have a method that was working, because winning 4 times is not luck. And then, of course, I won number 5, number 6, and I've won number 7, and during the 5th, 6th, and 7 wins now, the world has come on board and said, this guy's not lucky, he has a method, what is it?
And the method, by the way, which is available in Richard's book, Learn How to Increase Your Chances of Winning the Lottery, it's at winninglotterymethod.com. It's not a horribly cumbersome, difficult thing. You don't have to be a mathematician to figure this out, right?
Absolutely. I purposely wrote it so that it's easy to understand. You do not need a dictionary to try to look up words to figure out what they mean. You don't need a calculator to try to figure out what mathematical equations I'm using. It's very simple stuff, very easy reading, and the proof of it is it's not only because of my wins, but people who have now bought my book, and I've had many, many people buying my book now, and are following my method, are winning. they are winning, and I love it. In fact, if people go to my website, which is, as you said, winninglotterymethod.com, I have a page set up and it's that they can click onto. It's what people are saying about my book. And these are not made-up quotes to try to sell books. These are real quotes from real people who are winning following my method.
Now, there's one couple I see that, won a couple of $1 million, and it's just an amazing thing that, people, you know, dive into this and, really turn things around within the lottery. How has being a multiple lottery winner, multiple lottery grand prize winner, changed your life or the life of you and your family?
It's funny you ask that, Bert, because I still see interviews that are done on somebody who wins a grand prize, they won millions of dollars, and the interview always asks them that same question. Well, how has this changed your life, or is it going to change your life? Well, no, not really. I'm going to go back to work Monday. It's like, come on, folks, let's be real. If you win that kind of money, of course it's going to change your life. I mean, I drive a Jaguar now. I ride a Harley. My teenage son's first car is a Beamer. We live in a nice house, a big fancy house. We go on cruises. I mean, it's absolutely changed my life.
Wow. Now, are you going to be one of those guys that we read about, though, who loses it all down the road, who has just this miserable, horrible existence because of the money?
3 years ago, I would have said no. Of course, the way the stock markets have been going the last couple of years, I'm not sure. No, of course not. No. My wife and I are very sensible people. We are just regular, normal people like everybody else. But the one thing we've not done is gone crazy with our money. Yes, I just cited a bunch of things we spent money on, and that's true. But unfortunately, the reason why you hear those horror stories, the dreaded lottery curse thing, is because most people don't know how to handle this large influx of money, and they go crazy. Yes, we've enjoyed the money. We've spent it and bought ourselves some great things, but we've also invested it, put it away in various type of investments. We also reinvested into the lottery. I tell people, you know, playing the lottery, playing it smart, is just like any other job. This is a job. You got to be real about this. You got to be serious about it. If you invest in real estate, or you invest in stocks or whatever it may be, and you make a profit, what do you do with that money? You take it, you reinvest it to make more money. Well, it's the same thing here. I tell people when you win large amounts of money, you know, I kind of give a rule of thumb. Take a third of it and put it away. Pay bills with it or put it in an investment or something. Secure your financial situation. Take a third of it and absolutely blow it. Go and have a great time. Go on a cruise. Buy a new car. Whatever it is, because you got to have fun winning this money. Otherwise, what's the sense of winning it? And then take a third of it and reinvest it into playing. That's another part of my method, to increase your chances of winning. That's what the whole method is all about. That's what I teach people, is how to increase your chances of winning. And one of the ways is by buying more tickets. Now, it is true. The more money you spend, the greater your chances are of winning. But
sure.
I also tell people don't go crazy either. You know, don't spend rent money. Don't spend grocery money. In the beginning, you've got to be patient. You got to not get crazy. Set yourself a budget. Work within your budget. And as you follow my method and you start to win, your budget will automatically increase on its own with the money that you're winning. You won't have to be coming out of your pocket to increase your budget.
You're painting a picture that I think a lot of our listeners love. The website is winninglotterymethod.com. The book is Learn How to Increase Your Chances of Winning the Lottery. Richard Lustig is our guest. We'll have more with the 7-time grand prize winner right after this on The Burke Allen Show. Hang on.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show. Talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com today. That's GetYourOwnRadioShow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
This just in,
Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet. Video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You could also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit greatvideotool.com today. That's greatvideotool.com. Do it now. Greatvideotool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com, and experience Dark Force.
For the love of money, very apropos on the Burke Allen Show, as we talked to Richard Lustig, who has hit grand prizes in the Florida lottery 7 times. And on top of that, you've won how many other smaller prizes down through the years?
I couldn't even tell you, Burke. I've never kept track. I mean, thousands. In Florida, the merchants who sell lottery tickets can only pay up to $600 on a single winning ticket. So whenever you win more than that, you've got to go to the lottery office to collect the larger prizes. And I go to the lottery office probably 3, 4, 5, sometimes 6 times in a year with an $800 winner, a $2,000 winner, a $5,000 winner, whatever it may be. They know me very well down there. In fact, there's one gentleman there at the lottery office, his name is Manny, and every time I come walking into the front door of the lottery office, he says to me, "Richard, you're back again? How much did you win this time?" So, yeah, they know me pretty well down there.
The website is winninglotterymethod.com. Richard's got a method that he's developed, and you live in Florida, so you play in Florida, but do these methods, these principles that you write about in the book and that you use, have you, you know, road tested them in other states? Do you know for a fact that they work in all lottery games?
My method is extremely universal. It will work with any type lottery game, whether you're talking about numbers games like Mega Money or Powerball or Mega Millions or whatever. It also works with scratch tickets, and that's one thing that people find hard to believe. My method will teach you how to increase your chances of winning even in scratch tickets, and it works in any state in the United States. In fact, it works in any country around the world. I have people in Canada who are following my method who are winning. As you mentioned in your opening remarks, I just did the Today Show in Australia, got tons of orders of books from Australia. People want to learn it down there. So, yes, it works anywhere, any state, any country.
This lottery method that you've come up with and you sort of perfected down through the years, you know, there's proprietary information in the book. One of the things that you are pretty specific about is sort of when and where to buy your tickets. So, you know, would you recommend that folks select one retailer and always go there, or does it matter, you know, do you buy, for example, when you're on vacation and you're traveling, is it okay to buy somewhere else? What are your thoughts on all that?
That's a total myth. Some people think, oh, you got to spread it around, you got to buy different stores. Some people think, oh, no, you got to buy at the same store. That has absolutely nothing to do with it. Whether you buy your I buy my tickets at the same store. Why? Has nothing to do with my method. It's strictly because it's convenient. It happens to be a store that's owned by a friend of mine, and let's face it, retailers who sell lottery tickets make money on it. That's why they do it.
Sure.
I would rather have him make the money on the sales of my lottery tickets. And, of course, people always are superstitious too. Oh, if that store's selling winning tickets to that guy, I want to go there and buy my tickets. So by me buying my tickets there at that store, a lot of other people have gone to that store now and buying their tickets there because I'm buying my tickets there. So I'm helping out my friend George with his store, making money on it. But, yeah, it doesn't matter where you buy your tickets. One store, many stores, that really has nothing to do with it.
Now, there's an old saying in Las Vegas that the Vegas wasn't built on winners. You've won millions of dollars. Is it fair to say that you're ahead of the game? You have not spent more than you've won?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely, yeah. Oh, I'm playing with lottery money. There's no doubt about that. I'm having a ball doing it.
It sounds like a blast, and I know that lots of our listeners are envious. And you told me before we started the interview, you have something special for listeners of the Burke Allen Show, and maybe some of those elastic methods can be put to work. So what do you got in mind?
What I'm going to do for your listeners is the first 10 people that go to my website and buy my book, on my website there's a where you can sign our guest book. Mm-hmm. If the first 10 people who buy my method go to the website and sign my guest book, and there's a question on there you can answer. How did you find out about my method? Put in there that I heard you on the Burke Allen Show. The first 10 people that do that, buy the book and fill out the guest book, I'm going to give them a Florida Lottery scratch ticket included with their book, which is going to give them a chance to win $4,000.
Fantastic. So put the Burke Allen Show in there and the guest book at winninglotterymethod.com. And you're going to keep that around for a while. We have lots of folks that listen to our podcast all over the world. So we'll make that available for the next few weeks.
That's fine. Like I said, the first 10 people, boom, 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 they're going to get that extra ticket to have a chance of winning $4,000.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, our first 10 Burke Allen Show listeners, head on over to winninglotterymethod.com. And while you're there, be sure to pick up Learn How to Increase Your Chances of Winning the Lottery from 7-time grand prize lottery winner Richard Lustig. Richard, when are you going to hit number 8?
You'll be one of the very first ones to know because I'll be on your show. We'll talk about it.
We'll have you back. It sounds fantastic. Richard Lustig is our guest today. The book is Learn How to Increase Your Chances of Winning the Lottery. The website, winninglotterymethod.com. Here's to your next big win in 2011, Richard. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Burke, for having me on. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm Burke Allen in Washington, D.C. Thanks for listening. Now go out and make it a great day.